This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, it's the top of the hour, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, we're here for a movie premiere tonight, red carpet event. Lots of fun here. It'll be good to catch up with some old friends that are part of the movie. And, boy, what a great movie, as you heard from Bob Waliszewski, and going to be in limited release starting this coming Thursday night. One that you'll want to see, that you will be, you'll be excited to share with your friends and neighbors. The controversy continues, of course, after this weekend with the NFL and the president tweeting. Of course, these tweets are driving everybody nuts. Not everybody. I mean, some people are having a hard time dealing with it, but it's the president's ability to break through the mainstream media. Can't count on them. And you know, can you blame them when 91% of what's being reported about the president is all negative? So, hey, look at use your pulpit. Use what has been given to you in this megaphone, this massive megaphone that you are connected with here. And so have at it, and get the word out there. But calling to question here. Now, one thing that's coming out here, and you may have noticed for Pittsburgh, Alejandro Villanueva decided after, I guess, the day previous, the team got together and said, okay, we're not going to come out on the field whatsoever. We're just going to stay in the locker room. And some teams chose to do that. I think it was something like 12 of the teams just decided to stay rather than to, participate. I guess that was their measure of participation. But Alejandro Villanueva, who is a former military, decided to use his right and come out and show respect for the national anthem. And you know, I'm sure you've seen that picture. Is the sole player for the Pittsburgh Steelers out there with his hand over his chest, honoring the American flag. And his coach was none too happy about that. Mike Tomlin was not pleased that he did that. He said that it wasn't respectful to the football team, which I think the team means everybody involved. So here Villanueva is a former Army Ranger and the only Steeler to break from the team's orders, and or at least team's agreement, and came out of the tunnel on Sunday in Chicago to stand for the Star-Spangled Banner. Now, speaking after the loss, Tomlin, the coach, appeared to take a swipe at the Bronze Star recipient's decision. He says, like I said, I was looking for 100% participation. We were going to be respectful of our football team. Well, as we mentioned earlier, it's one thing to be respectful of the football team, but it's not about the football team. It's about the patrons who go there. And see, and this is where I think this is, Roger Goodell and the NFL are missing this big time, because they are overlooking the people who pay the tickets that allow these football players to make millions of dollars. And when you are disrespecting something that is the woof and warf of our culture, yes, you may have problems, but there are different avenues in which you can exercise your First Amendment right. And what the voting public with their wallets are saying is that I don't want it demonstrated at a football game. I'm not paying to be politically mentored here. And in fact, 34%, according to Rasmussen, say they're less likely to follow the NFL because of protests. So they're on a slippery slide here. And I would say in some regard here, they may not like this, but Donald Trump may have done them a big favor in pointing out that this is something that has gone way too long. I mean, the fact that it's carried over from last year here after Colin Kaepernick. Now, they may be thinking, oh, well, we're supporting Colin Kaepernick, but Kaepernick has not been re-signed, probably won't be re-signed, because it's all a distraction, because at the end of the day, when it comes in for these athletic teams, it's about winning. 5 minutes right now after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextracts.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it really will make a difference. We're all on the same track, united, not the undivided United States, but the United States. And I think we can agree on that essential principle. But we just have to get through the process and respect, our differences, celebrate our differences, respect them, and then, make sure that we got our eye on the ball and we're doing what adds to the proposition of a greater America. And maybe even that mere statement may gall some people, because they've been trained here recently to think that we are an America that is less than. I'm sorry, I can't be in that camp. I consider, America in its totality historically. Good things, bad things, challenging things. We've led the way on things. We've got work to do, because last time I checked, we're not a bunch of robots. We're all human beings, failings all included, all the warts, everything else along with it. And some things we're very effective in, and others we're not. But we're still that light on a shining hill that Ronald Reagan referred to. If we weren't, people would not be, jumping over border fences or doing whatever they can to come into this country legally and illegally, because of the hope and prospects that are offered here as American citizens. I don't know many countries, even if you took it in the soccer field or football, international football, that you could have players expressing their discontent with their country on any kind of issue and not be in some serious trouble. Could you imagine in North Korea, their soccer team taking a stand against Kim Jong-un, saying, what are you doing? You're putting millions of your citizens at risk with this silliness and threatening the number world power that could literally, just annihilate us. What are you thinking here? That conversation, that kind of statement is not going to happen, because we know traditionally how women are treated there in terms of sex. You think sex trafficking is bad here in the United States? The sex trafficking that is happening, the laws that and disrespect of humanity that exists in North Korea are beyond comprehension. And this is only what we know on a marginal standpoint from people who have been able to escape the hermit kingdom's capture, in a sense. They're there in the country, and they are not allowed. There's no such thing as liberty and freedom. And this is what galls, many people around the world, is that we are still with all our flaws, we still are that shining light of freedom and liberty that cannot be appreciated anywhere else. And this is why so many of Americans, especially those of us who have been in the military, are galled by the attitudes of these multi-millionaire athletes and the way they're acting. So they may end up creating a bigger problem for themselves. Like I said, you know, about Steph Curry, and I love his ability. He's an amazing young man as a basketball player. But I imagine that if he invited me to his house and I started on Facebook and tweeting that I wasn't real excited about going to his house for a barbecue, he might want to disinvite me. And, you know, and in a sense, you know, he was doing this to the president. Now, is the president getting a little thin-skinned because he's attacked at every turn because people have this, you know, this hatred toward him? Yeah, possibly. I mean, he's just like us. I mean, he still has a pair of pants, puts them on one leg at a time, last time I checked. But, you know, he's got all the human emotions. And why would not he have, he have a right to have feelings and feel like he can be disrespected? And because he's the president of the United States, he's supposed to be above it all and not react to that. But, you know, you got 91% of the media reports being negative about him at every turn. I mean, it's anything that has to do with Trump, people have to find an exception about. And it's just like getting old. You know, it's like, look, we've got bigger fish to fry here, and we're worried about, you know, maybe a word that he says, or, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a word. It's just the fact that he's breathing air. That's a problem for some people. It's like, are you kidding me? What is this guy doing? I mean, he's a multi-billionaire. He needs this job and responsibility like he needs a hole in the head, and probably his family members going, why did you do this? You know, I mean, it's nice you're doing this, and God bless you. I got to tell you, you know, near half of America is grateful that Donald Trump is in the White House. Look what's happened to the stock market and, you know, some practical things that are taking place here in our country. We have a chance to recapture some moral balance, dare I say, some spirituality in this country that has long been suffering. And for those, yes, there are many people who would, as the Bible would say, want to see things according to their own eyes. They've exchanged the truth for a lie. And, hey, look, that's up for you to decide individually. This is a free country. But there's still too many of us who pray and respect the Word of God. And we hope for your best. We hope for your best in all that that would represent. And I continue to, I'm glad that I served in our military and in the Marine Corps. And people come to me and say, thank you for your service. And it's, I mean, I appreciate that they're thankful, you know, that you're thankful for it, but it was an honor. It's an honor to give back to this country for all that they've given me and my family. And, you know, my father served in World War II, two of my other brothers, also Vietnam-era vets. My second oldest brother was there on the front line. He was in the hell of it. Still deals, frankly, doesn't talk a lot about it, but I know that he still deals with some nightmares from time to time. Because of what happened, I mean, he was there with rockets red glare. And what we've been seeing with this documentary, you know, for the last 10 nights or so on PBS about Vietnam, you begin to, you know, realize what kind of hell that, you know, these soldiers went through there in Vietnam. I mean, absolutely amazing. And it's no wonder that many of them, you know, they don't want to talk about it. In fact, I just talked to a dear friend who was there, and, you know, I asked him the other day if he still wakes up feeling like he's still hanging out of a helicopter, because that's what he did. He hung out of a helicopter firing a machine gun in Vietnam, and he says, you know, he you can tell he's still a little guarded, but he said that when he went and visited the wall in Washington, D.C., it was too much for him. Even his wife was amazed that it just brought him down, you know, because he saw the names of his friends there, and it brought all that the Vietnam experience had, you know, that was residing in his heart, that was still there, and it brought it all out. and he was able to get some repose, I guess. But it is something that you know, the citizens of this country who fought for our country hold on to this very day. And unless you've been there, you can't even begin to comprehend much of what they've gone through. And so we are grateful for their service there at all levels, whether it is in Vietnam, Afghanistan, Pakistan, or Iraq. This is Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, as we get ready for a movie premiere. I'll be on the red carpet a little bit later on tonight. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Patrick Burns joins us, a former U.S. Marine, a retired U.S. special agent, and a writer. He's investigated criminals and terrorism throughout the world, including leading an anti-terrorist unit in Iraq while embedded with the U.S. Army during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Author of the new book, Coin Store, a true story of drug cartels, mobsters, cops, and agents. An amazing story about an ingenious billion-dollar worldwide money laundering scheme that swapped stolen mob gold for Pablo Escobar's dirty cash. Patrick Burns, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on. Semper Fi, my brother. Hey, real quick, I want to get your read. A lot of controversy this past weekend with football players taking the knee. Do you want to chime in on any of that?
I can't stand to watch it. I think it's terrible. I don't think they should be on their knees. I think if they wanted to express themselves, they should do it on their own time, not at work, and not at the expense of the flag.
Exactly. Yeah, there's just something, Patrick, and I know you and any of us that are former military, we have such a reverence for the flag. It is on hallowed ground that they dare to tread, especially when you consider, you know, people that you knew, whether in the Marine Corps or other branches of service, that paid the ultimate price. Some even to this day that carry the wages of war on their own bodies, whether it's PTSD or a limb that's missing or shrapnel still in their body. I mean, these are real live bullets and situations they took for these multimillionaires to express themselves, but to do it at the expense of the flag is problematic.
I agree 100%. I think they should be fired. I agree with Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what most people are saying. Almost more than a third of the country says they're not going to tune in. And you already have seen what's going on. In fact, somebody was just sharing with me, you know, talking about being here in Atlanta, about ticket prices, how they have fallen off. I mean, quite dramatically. You know, because the people said, look, I don't want to, you know, I don't go to a football game. I don't pay the money that I have to pay in order to see a football game to be politically hammered here. That's, you know, I'm there for entertainment. This is amusement. It's not indoctrination. So it is the wrong gospel, wrong church that the NFL is perpetrating. And I blame Goodell, because Goodell should have squashed this thing a long time ago. And he's let this grow over. And now it's about the players linking arms. Well, it's not the players linking arms, because they need to link arms with the public, don't they?
Yeah, I think the only way to solve it is the public to take a stand and themselves express their freedom of speech and stop buying tickets. And that's when the owners will change their tune.
Well, that's what they're doing now, but they I don't know if they think it's just going to pass, but I think they probably added to the problems. Patrick, I want to talk about your new book, The Coin Store, a true story of drug cartels, mobsters, cops, and agents. Why did you feel compelled to write this book?
The story is an amazing story. It's a true story. It's something you would see a movie about, but it's all true. And when I was actually after I'd done the investigation, everywhere I'd go, if people knew about it, they'd ask me to tell everyone. You know, hey, tell them about this story, that amazing story that Casey did. You know, it was keeping people entertained for 2 hours. You know, and it was just a story that for years I felt like I had to tell, and finally I did it, and it just was definitely worthy of a book.
Well, kind of amazing. I mean, a simple little nondescript coin store becomes the focus of a multi-billion-dollar laundering operation. Kind of amazing when you think about it, huh?
Yeah, and the guy behind it was amazing himself. He was a nerdy kid who became a high school dropout that started like to collect coins, and that, but he eventually, because Providence, Rhode Island was a hub for the jewelry industry and was also the headquarters for the New England Mafia, when he started dealing in stolen gold, he quickly became associated with the Mafia. And he even bought his own refinery so that the stolen gold would come in the front door and he'd have it melted out the back door in no time. So he actually became a very efficient gold launderer for a decade before he became a money launderer for the cartel. But wow. he had a decade of practice laundering gold before he started laundering the dirty money.
So it was almost natural for him to go to the next level and somehow be attracted to the dirty money, because now we're talking exponential profits here at this point, though, right?
Right. He would get like 15% from the stolen gold, marking it up the price, and then he would get another like 20% or more on the dirty money. So he made a profit on both sides. And not only did he profit from both, he also, the system of using one for the other enhanced the chances of him not getting caught, because the liability for the drug dealers is how do you get into the money into the bank undetected, these vast amounts of cash, you know, without the government seeing currency reports. And with the gold, how do you get the cash out to pay the thieves? So by using dirty cash to pay for dirty gold, he circumvented the need to go to the bank and therefore circumvented the government radar, which enabled him to grow exponentially and eventually spread out around the country and in the world.
You know, when he started, just like anything, you know, greed is never satisfied. It's insatiable. So it just went through its natural development, as you say, goes across the country and across the world. Now, when did the mistake start coming, or when did the when did the government start seeing what was going on?
Yeah, it was the greed, because he wasn't satisfied with swapping the gold for the cash. He decided, first of all, there wasn't enough gold. He couldn't find enough to cover it for the dirty cash. So he had a choice of turning down business and profits or depositing the money directly. So he set up phony shops around the country, and he told them, if you can't find enough gold, just put the cash in the bank. And that was the mistake, where the form started being filed, and eventually a suspicious currency report form got onto the desk of the IRS in Providence, where I was a new agent, and they gave it to me to look at, because the senior agents thought that there was nothing to it, because they said, oh, we know that guy. He's a mobster. He's a that's all gold money. Gold is a cash business, so there's nothing to it. We don't want it. So give it to the new guy. You know, let him, you know, chase his tail out with this one, which they did. Mm. But they were surprised to find out that it was more than they had originally thought.
And so here you are, the rookie agent. There, go give it to Patty. Patty will take care of it, you know, and
right.
Like nothing. Just get it out of the way, and then here you make everybody look bad, because you find out that there's more than gold in them thar hills.
Right, and I'd go out and I'd do a surveillance, and I'd drive by one of the phony companies and say, hey, there's nobody there. It's an empty warehouse, you know. And they'd say, oh, no, there's nothing to it. And they'd say, oh, look at all this cash. They'd say, gold is a cash business. That doesn't mean anything. Every time I find something suspicious, they would be like the naysayer of why it wasn't significant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But up until a point where eventually they finally thought, wow, we can't deny it anymore, you know.
Without a doubt. Well, Patrick, as we wrap things up here, we've got a little less than a minute left. How did they bring him down?
Well, eventually we had bugs in the business and bugs on the phones, and we had to listen to some of their conversations, and eventually I went in there and actually knocked on their door to get them to talk about it, and they spilled all their guts online, and one of them said to the other, hey, you know why he was here, don't you? The other one says, no, why? He says, it wasn't not the gold. The prisoner was here because of the money washing, and we started showing that they had intent, And then the main target, Fat Man, fled the country. I chased him to London, then Switzerland, and eventually we brought him back to the U.S. And there was like over 50 arrests and $50 million in seizures. And
an incredible story. Started with a coin store, a true story of drug cartels, mobsters, cops, and agents. Patrick Burns. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Pleasure.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good healthcare, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Just more of Bill Martinez. Why not? And coming at you in over 280 markets across this country. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We find ourselves in Hotlanta, Georgia today. Looking forward to tonight's special red carpet premiere showing of A Question of Faith, a movie we've been bragging about. Wow, what a terrific movie. It's going to have a limited release starting this Thursday, but trust me, you're going to want to get a ticket. Just, you know, no, don't even walk. Run to it. You will enjoy this movie. Very, very well done. And looking forward to hearing a response on it. And, of course, we will be there tonight on the red carpet talking to the stars and everybody involved with the movie. So looking forward to that. Tom Thompson joins us, Dr. Thompson. We had a chance to meet with him a couple of years ago when he had released his first book. And staying with the theme of, kickstarting, from kickstarting to getting a kick out of your life, his new book, which will be released, Tom, is that coming up next month? Is that when it's released? In October,
yes,
right?
Yes, Bill, it comes out next month.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on it. Get a kick out of life. So we're giving everybody kind of a little peek preview. Now, you co-wrote this with Christopher Neck, Dr. Neck, who is a respected pioneer in the field of self-leadership and co-author of Mastering Self-Leadership, Empowering Yourself for Personal Excellence. You know, and Tom, I appreciate your heart of excellence and for us, focusing on those things that that can make us better, not controversies that take away from football. Because I've got to know that what you're seeing in the NFL, for example, is a bit of a heartbreak for you when you see how these professional athletes are sabotaging their own success.
Absolutely. I never in my wildest dreams would have thought I would have seen anything like this in professional sports, much less sports at all. I mean, we're even seeing it down into the youth programs and whatnot. And honestly, Bill, what I see is that people have just not only have they lost respect in themselves, but they've lost respect for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
Until that gets restored, I mean, we have to take, you know, it obviously got this way over time, and we need to look at it that it's not going to get fixed right away.
Yeah.
And so, people will ask me, what I think about this sort of thing, and I will tell them, I said, in my world, there is no racism. In my mm-hmm. world, there is no prejudice. And so, what I'm saying by saying it that way is that we're responsible for the people that we touch. And if everybody is responsible for just that, rather than worry about the rest of the world, because, frankly, there's just one savior. There's not mm-hmm. any more than that. If,
right.
Then we'll probably end up having a much better life experience, I think.
Yeah, when you consider the options that are available to you, why would you exchange the truth for a lie? But this is the culture that we live in. It's nothing new. The Bible warned us that this would happen. We see it time in memoriam. And every time that we do exchange the truth for a lie, it's very costly. You know, what we're talking about right now, the upset of the culture and everything, it's more a waste of time. I mean, you're a student of humanity, and your book, Get a Kick Out of Life, Expect the Best of Your Body, Mind, and Soul at Any Age, is respecting, our bodies, which are, boy, they're walking miracles when you consider it all, right? And
absolutely.
And we're grateful for the miracle worker and what he has given us. So it's up to us to steward that miracle. And but all this other stuff is just, it's mere noise by comparison. And I think this is why you've got so many people checking out, as many, according to Rasmussen, as 34% are saying, look, I want nothing to do with this. I'm just not going to go to a football game. And as you say, the disheartening thing is that, I mean, you got 8-year-olds in Pop Warner, doing this, acting this stuff out. Again, this is the example that the adults are giving to the younger kids, so no big surprise. But even Tom, after everything was said and done in the weekend, and these football players, joining arms together and being in lockstep and showing unity, well, I don't even know. I mean, if you talk to some of them, and I mean, even if you talk to Colin Kaepernick, I mean, his perception of what he stands for has been all over the place. I mean, it started out on one thing, and then his girlfriend got involved, and I mean, it's like, it is a mess. And along the way, they're trying to come up with some sort of scenario and go, oh yeah, social justice, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's like, come on, you guys don't even know what it is that you're focused on and what you're trying to affect here, not to mention the fact that you're obliterating your brand and forgetting, your reason for existence and why you make millions of dollars. It's not to make political commentary. We got enough people doing that. We don't need you doing
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That's so true.
Just saying. So your book here, Get a Kick Out of Life, Expect the Best of Your Body, Mind, Soul at Any Age. Of course, this is a follow-up to your previously celebrated book, Kickstart, which you had written. And then you did a revision, in January of this year, right?
Correct, right. And all the revision was designed to segue into this book, Get a Kick Out of Life. So many people... We understand the why of things, like we go to church and we know why we should love our neighbor. But the thing is that we need to, we all are screaming for the how piece. We want to know how do you do this. Well, Get a Kick Out of Life is sort of a manual for the how each individual could do what they want to do to get the most out of their body, their mind, and their soul. Mm-hmm. And so it's more of a extenuation, as you say, of kickstart. But see, not everybody is going to want to go kick a football when they're in their 60s. Mm-hmm. But they may have some other things that God may have put in their heart when they were younger that they want to see come to fruition. And this really encourages people on the how piece to get that accomplished.
Right.
And to fulfill their, you know, their purpose, why God put them on this earth.
Exactly. Well, Tom, hey, real quick sidebar question mm-hmm. here, if I can ask you this, because, of course, you kicked a field goal at the age of 61, becoming the oldest football player in NCAA history to do that. And here recently at SC, we had a blind football player kick a field goal.
Right.
What did you think about that?
Actually, what he was a snapper. He snapped the ball.
Oh, snapped it. I'm sorry. Yes, right. Yes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he snapped it. But see, there again, you know, that is just such a great example of overcoming life's obstacles. Mm-hmm. And he's more defined. I mean, how many long snappers are there in the country? There's quite a few. But the one we're going to remember is going to be this young man who, in spite of the obstacles, he still was able to participate at a high level. That's awesome. I mean, that is just incredibly great. And, and that's another thing I think we've learned. We're celebrating the wrong things anymore. When you see, like, in football games, I never, when I was growing up, and this, of course, dates me, we didn't see the, you know, the chest bump and the pointing in the sky and the jumping around. Yeah, and we saw the ball handed to the referee and you got off the field. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's celebrating themselves. They're not celebrating their team. They're not celebrating their country. They're not, we're just, in my view, we're celebrating the wrong things. And so we need to get back to, first of all, learning how to celebrate in a healthy fashion.
Right.
And then secondly, how do we focus that celebration?
Yeah, and I think it goes back to the first question: who are you celebrating?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not us; it's him.
Well, your book, The Follow-Up, to Kickstart and Get a Kick Out of Life, that you co-wrote with Dr. Neck. We look forward to seeing that come out October the 10th. And, ladies and gentlemen, just a little preview here to reconnect with Dr. Thompson, Dr. Emmett C. Tom Thompson II, and his upcoming book, Get a Kick Out of Life, Expect the Best of Your Body, Mind, and Soul at Any Age. And we like that. We like that idea. Yeah, Tom, so we appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great one, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, opinions are fine. It's, you know, it's the road. It's the process as we continue to pursue the truth. But you just cannot live on opinion alone. And this is why we have the sage himself, the one, the only George Barna. With us, the executive director of American Culture and Faith Institute, because he takes us out of the realm of the opinion and into the realm of the facts, Jack, which is what we need. Mr. George, welcome as always. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Good to be with you.
Always good. Hey, you've been a rather busy man. We've wrapped up the book. We're just going to touch on it. Just, you know, to do is what they call in the business a proverbial tease on your behalf, huh?
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, the book is all about the election. It's called The Day Christians Changed America, and give some of the behind-the-scenes things that, you know, I was able to see from working in the campaign and a lot of the data that we collected over the course of 2 years of tracking people's opinions and their expectations, their disappointments, the whole shot. But then also looking particularly at the difference that devoted conservative Christians made in the election. Mm. They're frequently caricatured and, abused, if you will, by the mainstream media, but the truth of the matter is, when you look at the numbers real carefully, what you find is that the election would have had a completely different outcome if conservative Christians hadn't done their thing. So,
yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, this is kind of the rise of the silent majority once again, wasn't it, George? I mean, the secular communities were really kind of begging for Christian intervention. This is like, you know, we became their Obi-Wan Kenobi, even though they've told us for many years, hey, we don't want to hear your voice. But they're realizing that it's a mess out there.
It really is. And the beauty of how this worked in this particular election was that the Christian community in many ways actually behaved like a community. It wasn't just a term.
Yes.
It was a reality. And we've got the hard numbers to show it. So it was pretty exciting and really affirming of the fact that you know, if the church can still be the church.
Exactly. Well, you know, go figure. It was God himself with the sacrifice of Jesus that instituted this powerful institution. And I think that sometimes, George, we take it for granted and we underestimate its power. But it is God's power. It is his church. And, you know, if we would only be obedient and responsible to the call, boy, the world changes that, we have been and, what we've got to look forward to. It's really pretty exciting as you see this unfold and you witness the empirical evidence all the more. I mean, it convinces me anyway that, you know, God's still in control and, we take for granted this institution and maybe overlook its power and authority.
That's part of the story. You know, the other part is what relates to this release that we put out this week on new research about identity politics.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, where we were looking at, well, what do people think about other kind of people groups? How big are they? How do they feel about them? Are they treated fairly in the media? And we put it all together, and I think this is another opportunity for the organized church body to come together and to learn and to be honest with each other and maybe to challenge each other in terms of some of the things that we feel about some of the other people groups in our culture. If God's called us to be known by our love, then we have to really assess, well, is that how people know us? Mm-hmm. Or do they know us in some other way? How do they know us in that other way? What can we do to help them really understand who we are at base? And hopefully we are people as well, but
exactly.
I think research does challenge it a bit.
Yeah. Well, George, put that a little bit into perspective, the term identity politics. I mean, that is, you know, kind of a secular term. It's been a bit of a dog whistle that the popular press, or maybe the less than popular press, what you might identify as the mainstream media has been using almost as a battering ram and maybe has caused some Christians to cower just a bit. But, you know, let's put this in its proper perspective. And because I think what you're saying is that identity politics, by definition, is not all that bad. It's a good thing as long as you're identifying the brand of being identified as a people of love.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem being identified as a Christian, as an evangelical, as a Bible-toting, God-loving Jesus freak. I mean, you know, call me whatever you want to call me, but if I can be then with other people who want to think and live in concert with God's principles, I don't care what label you put on me. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, if I'm together with those people, then we have the opportunity to strengthen each other as we pursue good ends. Mm-hmm. The problem comes in our culture when identity politics becomes, as you called it, a battering ram, where you're using that to beat other people up, you know, to miscategorize them, to caricature them, to influence them into a corner, to take away their rights or, you know, minimize their responsibilities. All of that can be done under the banner of identity politics, too. So
exactly.
It can work both ways. And I think as Christians, we have the opportunity to redeem that concept at the same time that we're trying to revive the culture.
And the other thing, too, I think that we should not cower from is that Christians should be used to persecution. We should not be surprised by persecution. In fact, we should even welcome and embrace persecution, because if we're being persecuted, then that all the more tells us that we're on God's side. Is that not the case?
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing it tells us is, well, maybe we're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know, they say about you, if you're a leader and nobody's complaining about what you're doing, you're not making any difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same way here. You know, if nobody's criticizing us for how we're trying to enhance and improve and upgrade the quality of people's lives and their souls, well, then maybe we're not making any difference either, and we have to reexamine ourselves.
Yeah, and you bring out a clear point here that I hope people, you know, caught here, and that is that we are agents of good in terms of how God defines good, that we're looking to the very souls of those that we have potential influence over. You know, we care about them. That's what love is all about. It's not that we're, you know, disingenuous or it's all about me. It really isn't. As a Christian, it's all about you.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me. In every survey that we do, I have particular questions that we always use as comparison points. One of them asks people how they define success in their life. And what we find is that less than one out of five people say that they define success based on their commitment and obedience to God. Mm-hmm. Instead, they're saying it's about feeling happy, reaching their goals, being a good parent, leading a healthy, productive, safe life. You know, these are not bad things, but mm-hmm. they're not the ultimate things. The ultimate thing is what we've always got to keep our eyes on, and that's honoring and worshiping and serving God.
Exactly.
And if we're able to do that effectively and consistently, that's when we're successful. It's not about all the toys we accumulate.
Exactly, without a doubt. But, you know, that's the nature of the culture right now, as you say. It has its influence. We are in the world, not of the world. That is the challenge, and that is, for me, the constant reminder and the agitation point, because sometimes I find myself being too affected, you know, by outside forces instead of the inside out.
It's easy to do that because, of course, in many ways, it's that outside world that defines who we are. We allow the world to do that. When Jesus tells us, what more could I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, be identified by me and through me. When you see yourself as a follower of mine, a disciple of mine, someone who is doing my work on earth for my purposes and my glory, mm-hmm. you know, that's when you're bearing fruit. That's what makes you a disciple. That's what makes your life worth living. That's the idea that we've got to keep in mind.
Well, George, you address in your article here the issue of increasing racial tensions. This is that temporal world kind of thing, you know, that we're just talking about right now. It's not responding to the higher call, is it?
Really not at all. I mean, basically what we're doing is we're taking things into our own hands. We're trying to understand it based on our own intelligence and wisdom and knowledge. And then we're trying to make our choices based on the best that we bring to the table. The best that we bring to the table is never as good as what God can bring to the table through us. So, you know, I'm hoping that people will start to rethink some of this and understand there is not only a better way of living, but God is just very eager to provide us with the insights, the power, and the ability to do that.
Well, we're a bit like, you know, the Israelites out there in the desert in Kadesh Barnea. We're just going in circles. We're continuing to deal with this racial issue. God's just letting us go round and round the mulberry bush, and maybe we'll figure this out and realize it's not about us, that it really is, as you say. It's through God. It's what God says about this issue. And if we do it God's way, then maybe we might realize a true reconciliation of the races.
And I think what the research is showing us is that we've got to look at ourselves pretty deeply, because it's not always a pretty picture when
No.
we start to, you know, fold back the layers of the onion and figure out how do we really feel about people, because those feelings translate into our behavior toward them, our relationships with them, and ultimately our ability to minister to them.
You know, it's back to that incredible joke that Jesus laid on us about the speck in our brother's eyes compared to the 2x4 that remains in ours, right?
Yep, that's what it's about.
He is such a kidder. He is such a kidder, that guy, I got to tell you. George Barna with us, and we look forward to the new book, George. Thank you so much. George, Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer.